This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Before every yontif and before every kindness, we usually take off 1 week from the shir of the Navi to talk about Yana D'Yayma and what is our Avodah. The upcoming kindness in this particular case, the 3 weeks. We passed Shabbos, so we're holding 3 weeks, ready for Tisha B'Av, preparing for Tisha B'Av. We know that Nikva, the 3 weeks, Avelis on the Churban. Many halachas are in effect, which are halachas of Avelis, halachas to remind us of the Churban. And it, as the time goes on in the 3 weeks, it gets more chamer. It goes from the 3 weeks to the 9 days, to Tisha B'Av, which in Rishayim state, Meisai Mutal Lefanav. So, Bahadraga. In steps, we prepare to move to Tisha B'Av. Interestingly enough, as Tisha B'Av continues, it goes backwards. It starts getting less and less. Within 1 day, we start receding in the Avelus. We start makel in the halachas of the Avelus. What is Avelus for Churban? Today, you could hear two people argue, Ya kapela, nish ta kapela. That's the machlekes of today's times, nafkamina lemaisa, in the Avelus of the Churban. A lot of listen to a cappella, not a lot. Theoretically, rabbis say we're so removed from what the Avelis is really supposed to be that we almost minimize it to simple issues, which may even be non-issues. I'm not telling you a cappella is mutter. My rabbeim told me that a cappella is also. That it's not so posh that it's mutter. Each should go ask his rov for psak halach on this inyan, but that's not the point of the shir. The point is that the avelus is a lot deeper than that. And the reason for avelus must affect us deeper than just the issues that the small shilas, so to speak. Unfortunately, removed from it. And a person, theoretically, could find a terim to undo kemat all the avelus halachas. A person could come and say, listen, I make a seal, I can eat meat. A person could come and say, it's very hot today, gefel lachti, sakana, showers. Music, a cappellas. What's left at the end of the day to the Avelus? And unfortunately, I think we don't have a good understanding of the importance Avelus plays in the role of the life of a Yid. And therefore, we don't give it its proper attention. What is the Avelus? What is our Avoid in these days? I begin with the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchas Tainius Perikei Halacha Aleph, why the five fasts? What's the point? What's the reason for the five fasts? Zokta Heli Rambam Yesh Sham Yomim Shekal Yisrael Misanim Behem. All of Klal Yisrael fasts, no matter where you live and in what generation you're in. Everyone fasts but Me'atzareis She'iru Behem. And that we understand. They're a memory of tzaris, of the past, says the Rambam, but there's a point behind this tainus, and that is, k'dei la'ira ha'levavais liftayach darkei ha'tshuva. It's supposed to be a beginning, liftayach. It's supposed to open the door for tshuva. The fasting itself, Rabbeisai, is not the tshuva. Mishbur talks about it. We'll speak in a moment or so. It's lifteyach. It's to get the person thinking. To open the window of tshuva. But he should start thinking about doing tshuva la'ayler, to waken him to be lifteyach dakya tshuva. But it's interesting that the Rambam continues, what is the tshuva? The Rambam spells it out clearly. Tshuva for what? V'yiyazeh zikhar l'maseinu haroyim. Our actions. People think the Churban, it's about what happened in the time of the Churban. It's not. It's about today. It's relevant today. It's about Zichroim L'maseinu Haroyim and Umayis Aviseinu Shehoya K'maseinu Ato. That there's a similarity. There's obviously the same continuing today. So it's not to think so much only the present or the future of the past. It's to connect the past and the present to see, what did they do wrong? And obviously we're doing the same thing wrong. That the reason for these tiny eyes is la'oyer halavavois liftoyach al darki atshuva. And it should be a zichra in tomaseinu shoye kamaseyem at shigorim lohem v'lonu. Ois and atzoris. The tzoris too are not just in the past. They're also in the present. So the past and present tzoris were caused by similar actions, similar averis, and we have to detect and we have to catch those averis to do tshuva for it. Shebezichrayim dvorim elu noshiv lehetiv shenemar v'zvadu we do tshuva es avainam ves avain avesam. Their and their fathers, which means to connect Sibas HaChurban then to Sibas HaChurban at the present. And if someone doesn't do this, the Mishabur writes clearly, Tafas HaTofel B'niach Ik, Mishabur, in Simin Taf Kuf Mem Tes, Lachain Chayov Kolish, Chayov Kolish, Lasim Aliba Beis Ayomim. Chayov, ulefash veish b'maisa v'loshuvem. Eina ikra tainis. Ikra is not the fasting. That's what the Rambam means, liftayach. It's actually just the starting point. So this Mishnah Berurah is pointing out, like it says, b'ninve v'ayar Hashem es maseyem amru chazal esakim v'stanisam loy ne'mar elo es maseyem v'eina tainis elo hachona. L'tshuva, Shabura Meduyik. It's this Rambam, Iftayach, Tzachona. It's supposed to start you on the tshuva process. Chayin ois anoshim shkei misanim holchim betil. Ubedvarim betelim. Tavsu atavu v'nichu ikr. Who knows, Rabbi Yisai, if it's not Ma'is Yetzahora that put this kufa, this time, is designated for trips. Who knows if it's not Ma'is Yisotengar. Because it's not supposed to be. If any time during the year is not supposed to be having leisurely trips and whatnot. And again, I'm not a kanoi. I'm not here to tell you yet to go on a trip, nish to go on a trip. I'm not telling you not to be toifus, the tofel, v'niach ikr, which is the tshuva. It's a time of interception, intercept. Person has to think, time of machshav, just thinking to himself. Of tshuva. So what is the tshuva, Rabbi? So what's takala ma'is? What's all mitrachten? Savada, there's no question that it's not only the fasting, the avelis also is for this. The avelis of the 3 weeks, it's not just the tainus on the tainus, it's also miyuchid for the tshuva. I hear this from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach. As a matter of fact, it's a Meiri in the Hakdama, Chibra Tshuva. The Meiri writes that in Hilchas Tainius he's going to bring Hilchas Avelus. Because Avelus is not just to mourn, but to do Tshuva. That's before Shir Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Evel, Perik Yud Gimel, Halacha Yud Beis, Kol Mishen, the Mesabel, Kamei Shetzivu Chachamim, Harei Zeach Zori, Elo Yivchad, V'yidag, Yifash veish b'maisov v'yachse b'tshuva. Avelus is also tshuvas. It's not only the fast days on Abesai, but it's the niyug Avelus of the 3 weeks as well, because that's Avelus. Avelus is to make tshuva. What? Savada, sinas chinam. That's the pashut one. Sinas chinam is what the reason for the churban. Meila daf misakin zayin din yonim of sinas chinam. That's clear. But there's also the point in the churban which I want to bring out. And it's interesting because when you look at it from on the outside, it seems to be that we're doing well in this area. It seems that we have, so to speak, a pattern, patent on how it's we're doing the vasmadafton. Yet if we look a little closer, you'll see epis efshanish steps. And how do I know this? Because this already was a dilemma to the Chazal. Chazal didn't understand why the churba amav daretz. He couldn't understand what. Yidden zitzin, lelim, kishmak, yeshivas, kaitalim. No less than what we have today, Rabbi Yisrael. Says the Gemara in Bamitzia, and in the Darim, al me'av daretz, so they yushalu l'chachamim v'loi pirshua. They went to ask the Chachamim, they asked the Nevi'im, v'loi pirshua, atche pirshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, till the Rabbeinu Shlem himself explained it, shenemar, ayoyim Hashem alozim mesterasi. Rabbeinu Yaina, the Ram quotes in the Darim, Rabbeinu Yaina, that if the Eibush himself had to come and tell us, it must have been very hidden, it must have been something which was in Talmud believe and not out in the open. Because out in the open it looked beautiful. It's shame. So was is given the chisare? Al ozma mes terasi. Yeah, that nice. Ozma mes terasi. So the Gemara is shoyel pelas, chapela. If they're learning, how can it be ozma mes terasi? So the Gemara amar Yehuda amar Rav, shelai baruchu batayr etchila. They didn't make Birch's Torah at all. It's a nice shayla, we could talk about it. What does it mean, Shlei Baruch HaBatayr HaTchila? Zakt Rashi, Emmeh Levas. So they don't know Baruch HaBatayr HaTchila. At best, it's an assay. Pashas, it's a Drabbanan Birch's Torah. Rabban, Mitzvah Sei Tezvav, Klaus Efsher, 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 Sadei Reis, okay. Assay. So because of the assay, it fits the punishment of the Oretz. Churban. And a bit l'assay, so zayin chazah churban. If I could just borrow the Lashon of the Achreinim, because I feel that if we don't use their language, we might make a mistake. They call it an Aveiru Kalim. Oh, Rabbi Shol Salanter. Maybe it's Lepetabiga. When they speak this Shaila, they call it an Aveiru Kalim. So how could it be off the Oretz for this Aveir Kalim? So Krashi, Mekivan Deloi Mevarchi in Bamitzia. Since they don't make the bracha, Gal Yedatayu, She'eino Matona Chashuv Lohem. It's not a Matona Chashuv. So it's not that they don't mevaze the Torah. They just Megala that it's not to them such a Chashuv Zach. You know, when you get a Chashuv Zach, you say Yashakeir, you say thank you. It's gefelt in the thank you. It's gefelt in the haidats and barailam of the Tyrus. Eino matana chashuve. It's vas. Weiter is vas. Gali datayu. The kivin le mevarchi. Gali datayu. Sheino matana chashuve. You look at Rabbi Yehuda and Ran. Rabbi Yehuda, the Ran brings Rabbi Yehuda in the Dorim. Sheino matana chashuve kol kach. So it's not about Tana Chashuva. Kilayma, Shlehaizate, Chashuva, my name, Kol Kach. Sheirai Levarachalav. What's the pshat, first of all? Why Taka? Rabbi Sol Salanta Frek, what's the Yetzahara Nishmach in Birchasatayim? A Yetzahara God. He said, I hear people don't want to do something there's a Yetzahara not to do. So I got Birchasatayim, no. Unless maybe there's a way how to make Birchas HaTorah. Maybe the way they made Birchas HaTorah, Tas Heses can't get Birchas HaTorah. Maybe that's the pshat. That machen wir chesat teure. He said, oh, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, when he said, derches hashach, you dance, you tanzt. I didn't hear this from Chassidim, what they say. Rabbi Anshel Weinhuis, Chamira, he told me that he was standing when someone went over to Rabbi Ruchan and asked Rabbi Ruchan the following question. Why, when Rabbi Yisrael Salanter made derches hashach, you tanzt? He went out in a dance, in a rikud. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Ruchim didn't answer him, it's not true. Ruchim told him, I'll tell you why. Because the person said, I don't understand what happened. It's not so many generations since Rabbi Ruchim, since Rabbi Yisrael. So how come we don't have those feelings? So he said, let me tell you. The reason why we don't care so much about Birchas HaShachar, because everybody has the sun, and everybody more or less has clothing. And you ever see when someone has a car that everybody else on the block has? He doesn't think it's such a great segedula. If you're the only one on the block that has it, so Rabbi Yochum, it's I'm lasered in on his. He says, if the sun would only shine for you, you would also dance. I'd be happy and say, follow him into the middle of us. And then he said, the sun shines. Heard it from Rabbi Anshel Weiner, who stood there in the mirror when he heard this. Maybe the way we make Birchas HaLev Mevarchi doesn't mean they didn't do it at all. Oh, but does Heishik get Birchas HaTeir? See, sometimes I meant so you can run to Seder. Maybe that's what it is. Like, it's Choshe. Yeah. But there'd be so salant effect this Fakashi. He said he doesn't understand. What is the Yetzahara of Nishzag and Birchas HaTeiris? Rav Yitzel of Petterberg and Keich Liar as a Meir Dukim Ahalak. And he says, Chazal tell us that if you're not appreciative of something, you don't get the miles of that thing. Interesting. But God did. David HaMelech, he cut the clothes. The Meir Layechem Lay. In order to get the miles HaTeiris, you need to be Machshev. It has to be in Chashev to you. Vazvil Rav Yitzel, effect of Meir Dukim Kasha. Dort steht in der Gemara, Allah zum Esterasi. Shloi bachem at Teire Tchila. Which is something, a Kleinigkeit. L'chayr. Eben start to come and detect this Chisav. Aber die Gemara steht da klar, they did have a Yizurgi, Allah Ayishu Chazdam. Something doesn't match over here. But they were doing this in Bismedrish. Ach, es epes klappt sich nicht da. Sitzt du mal laut? Da steht mir sitzt du mal laut. Und da steht, die Lareisch, also ich frage Rabbi Yitzel Lepetze, das ist der Chastir in Chazala. Sag Rabbi Yitzel Lepetze, ein Chazala. Wo hat man gelernt, wie es darf zu sein, mit der Chshiva Sateure? It would never come to do these three others. So the Rishayim of the Chazal was, how you talking about the Lareisch and the Shri Chazdam, how did they come to that? The Teretz is, Alosim is Teretz, Yashalei Vachim, Atehre Tchila. In order to get the Milas of Teira, which is Mignu Mitzli, the Gemara state the Klav, then it protects you from the Yitzhar. So we can assign as a Zach, as a man sits to melt, and a Tutup as al Chazak, and it can't be Rabbeis, it can't be Zayn. So Chazal didn't know, the Nevi'im didn't know, the Rebbeinu Shalom said, Yidin, I'll tell you what it is. The Chashiv is a Teira, Vendus Gelan Teira, what Nachshav in these Nafzis are. Und zu lieb dem, hast du abgetan, wer weiß was. You know, there was big asifis for internet. I'm a simple Jew. I don't have any shittas. G'day le'elam. They led this charge for the asifis. And I listened, and everything that they said was right. Not tiny against. But there's one thing I didn't hear, I wanted to hear, or maybe I just missed it. There is no way in the world that you have problems in the other. It's a shaykh. Are we learning Torah with the proper chashiva satayra? Everybody's learning. Baruch Hashem. It's ir shekulei Torah. But in order for the Torah to be migni umitzli, it's got to be gelernt that it's goli datai, you need some eftam regalas dazai. Yeah, you have to teva. It's in a chlad, a chashin. want to tell you something. There was a time and a place where being a Ben Teva, being a Shaima Teva, was a bizayin. Shmuel Birnbaum told me, I asked him once, Hayitachin the Mira Bacher. They got married, they were in the 40s. What's the shot? My uncle, Reb Chaim Shlita from Eretz Yisrael, once went to Reb David Pavarsky and he says, Hayim Ashpi al Yunga Bacher. So Reb David asked him, what do you call Yunga Bacher? So he said, 19, 20, 20. Yunga Bacher. I'm sorry, excuse me. Yeah. It's been a long day. Hayim Ashpi al Elter Bacher, excuse me. So my uncle said, Elter Bacher. But he asked him, how old? He says, 19, 20. Elter Bacher, das doch Yinglach. Bei uns in der Mira, ein älterer Bach, 40, 45. Was das ist, ein eicher älterer Bach. I say they got married very late. And I asked Reb Shmuel, what's the pshat? Reb Shmuel told me, keine, but say nish gewalt. It was like marrying a bumble. It was like marrying a paraplegic. I heard from Shmuel. Shmuel told me, klar. Piz mit gefunden am Mädel, was will a zazach. Das ist But I want you to know, speak to the mirrors. Der stolziert sich, als ich bin aber teuer. Schiebes für ein Gemache, für ein Teisnis, für Learning, für ein Seder. Neuer Wein. And that's at a time when the world mocked them. Boy, say today it's the opposite. Wer will ich kann bin teuer? The first thing on the list of the Shaduchim is, which yeshiva is the best guy in the yeshiva? Check. Now that we have the Siyata Dishmaya to be Makshim, are we Makshim? Is that to say? Is it Taka Vostate, Goli Datayin or Megala? And where do we see it? We see it in the way you make Birchas Atayin. In the way you appreciate, in the way you thank up to the Rabbeinu Shleil of Atayisus. Think about it. Pain Pasha, Pasha Tereva, basically. We thank the Rabbeinu Shleil of Kihem, Chayenu, V'erech, Yameinu, V'hem, When we say it, do we understand this is life support? Do we say those words thinking the brain is laying on them? Vilach nishkeledim, nishkelept. Now, different levels of learning and different people. I don't mean it doesn't have to be you sitting in yeshiva. You could be a person who works during the day and comes at night to learn. Das is chshiva sateira if it's done with chshiva sateira. That chshiva sateira is mignu mitzli. Unayb nisht. Abay Said, there's the Gimel Averis waiting in the background. It could come in different forms, Abay Said. We think Gimel Averis means that we go out into the street and be Bayal Aram, it's like Kazbi Basur. We don't mean that. It can come in a box also. Gimel Averis can come in many different forms and fashions today. Right? It can come in a newspaper, and it can come in a box. Shiva Satera is going to be the number one. And if not, Alma Avda. The world, the Oretz is Avda. This Rabbi says the Pshat of Rabbi Yitzhak. The Yalkut Shevaini Taka says, see, the clock, there's a long Shmuyas Rabbi. He says, I'll try to make a little bit more of a kitzur and you'll borrow 5 minutes from you as well. The Medrash says, the Yalkut. Vitara Kodesh Baruch Hu al Avedezaru Gil Arayis. V'loi Viter al Me'osa Shal Taira. Because that's where the root is. The Me'osa Shal Taira, the Gil Arayis, we have to work on it. Gidu Tshuv Efsha, work on it. But if there's Me'osa Shal Taira, Min HaShayrish, there's no hope. There's no waiting to Mekayim Taira. It just doesn't work. So I'm Furish HaMedish I was fegging a kasha ma'asa shal teira fakir plei lehoisa chashuve kolkach. So why is it called ma'asa shal teira? That's cool. I mean, there's a difference between nish machshin zayin lechayra and maya zayin. And the teretz rabbi say is as mifashteit shei umit shein gelalt. And you don't chab was das is ma'asa shal teira. When someone doesn't know avada lele To him, there's a difference between very much machshiv and the mayis. There's got it. And the Teretz says, it's impossible. Like the Aruch Chaim says, someone who's toyim tam toyva, it's not shayach, it's not possible, it's just not possible. Anyone who ever tasted it, you tell you I'm nice, and because you deserve it. I'll tell you I'm nice, okay? In the Briska Bichalech, Chelik Dalit, they have this mice, so you can check it up over there. It happens to be about my elder Zayda, so if you want to take it from me, take it from me, and if not, you can take it from the Briska Bichalech. Today they learn like a Rajba, that book. Good, echt good. Okay, Chelik Dalit, the mice is there. The elder Zayda, and this is a summer Shmuyas already also, good for the summer, was in Krenitz. Krenitz is the Catskills. The Amalika Catskills, it was Krenitz. All the Gedei Yisrael came together from Ungarn. That was the one time a year where you had from all. Even Achsid Shabbat, Galant Yehudeil. He sees the Briska Rav is in Krenitz. Oh, he wants smicha for the Briska Rav. Little did he know, you can't go ask the Briska Rav. Smicha Yehudeil was the last thing the Briska Rav was going to want to do. So he comes over to the Briska Rav and is out, rather, smicha in the land, Achsid Shishiva. So Briska Rav, I'm asking. Shin and sin interchange by the Litvisha. They don't say the shin, they say sin. Chmanishki Sahamaskim. Mashkim, right? The Sahamaskim from the Torah. Maskim to give askim. I don't do that. So the person told me, he said, that I heard it from the person who the story happened to. He said to me that he felt bad, you know. He said, and the Briska Rav and Atzadik, I say, hey. He wanted to teach the guy a lesson, but he didn't. He said, you know what? I don't do this. I'll sign underneath the smicha. Good. He's excited. He goes to the... He couldn't get the bechina. Why? He told me. Every time he tried to reach the Elta Zeh, no learning. Learning. Mincha, Meirev, before Shachar, was learning. So he couldn't interfere to get the bechina. Took him 2.5 weeks, right before the summer was over. He hopped him walking with somebody, and he asked him, he said, I asked him 3 shaylas. He said, Valdi, go give a smicha. So he took out a piece of paper, and he wrote him up a smicha. Kids, he tells him, he takes the paper, and he runs back to the Briska Rav. The Briska told him that he'll sign. And he says to me that he wanted, the Briska shouldn't think that he took it 10 times and failed. You know, I mean, well, what took 2.5 weeks? Told me, see, he didn't want the Briska's Almanian at the Konishki Kent in the middle of the. So he started saying, I'm sure like this took 2.5 weeks. Other Levisa, that I tried to get, he was always learning, I couldn't disturb him. Messiah Lefitumai, I spoke out. By Bazoin, by Bein Azmanim, Dazah, Smother, they couldn't. Could you imagine when it's not Bein Azmanim, when it's not summer vacation, this will the Beisarim learned. That's all the Briska Rav had to hear. Du will smicha. Wie kommst du zu smicha bechlau? A smicha darf man sein, a grown up, I don't know the right words in Yiddish. Bist ga ingale, retz wie a ingale. Das a chilek zwischen ben azmanim and nit ben azmanim, zume, nit zume. There's a difference in your mind between the summer. Look, I don't know what you're talking about. He says, she zeit, you should grow up before you get smicha. Yeah. He says, "Was verstehst du von der Teus? Was redst du? Ich habe mal Briska Rav. To him, the nusach of summer, the liberty, he couldn't be massive. Yeah? So Briska Rav, a tzaddik. Anyway, so he promised him. So he told me, he took the paper. His hands were shaking. He was signing, shaking. And under his breath, he said, was verstehst du, was verloschen der Talmud ist? Was verstehst du, was verloschen der Teus ist? He couldn't. That nusach just drove him crazy. Now you're talking, you hear? Abaisai, someone who learns Torah and understands Torah, I feel zagen am minut of nish, das nusach shal Torah, das verstehst nicht. You don't get it. You don't chab. Du chabst nicht, was das is. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, Abaisai, says a different mahalach. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, in Or Yisrael, I'll try to do as quickly as possible, has a mahalach, that they learn Torah to keep the mitzvahs. They learn Torah to keep the mitzvahs. What's the pshat? They didn't learn Torah for the Shema Torah, which means l'shmav Reb Chaim v'loshna. So male, they didn't think you have to make a bechas ha-Torah. If I make a pair of tefillin, I have to make a bracha. No, when I wear the tefillin, I make the bracha. I'll keep my mitzvah. They looked at it as an emtzayi just to know how to keep mitzvahs. They didn't see the Torah, l'shem limud ha-Torah, shleibach ha-Torah. Okay. So they didn't have the Reb Chaim Volozhin is lishma, right? There's an interesting Sam Seifer says, shleibach ha-Torah tchila. If you look at the Bach says the same Yisai. Shleibach ha-Torah tchila, they didn't learn Torah lishma, l'shem Hashem. Which is interesting. In the Eilam ha-Torah, there's a chila between lishma of l'shem Torah, lishma l'shem Hashem. The Bach says they didn't learn it l'shem Hashem, l'shma. Mm-hmm. He says the Chassam Sofer in the Darim doesn't say they didn't learn l'shem ha-Torah, they didn't learn l'shma l'shem Hashem. So we have over here either the l'shma of Reb Chaim Volozhin, they didn't learn it for that, which is Reb Yisrael Salanter, or they didn't learn l'shma l'shem Hashem. So which bracha didn't they make? Says the Bach. And it make Noisin HaTorah. So it's actually the second bracha they didn't make. So not Pshat Le'mevarchi, they bechlal didn't make a bracha. They didn't make the second bracha because they tried to cut away the Noisin HaTorah. Mashgiach Zatzal used to quote always from Afkas Reichel, the Beis Yosef, that the reason for the Churban was Shloi Lamdu Agadus Chazal. They tried to take away the Yira from the Torah, which means the Eibishter, and the Meilu that caused the Churban. Arab Reis in the Eibishter, from Teira Gaitasnish, as they flick the Ibizagim from Beis Yosef, in Afkas Reichel. I heard from Rav Shach, and I think in the Masheves Musa it's also brought, that actually it wasn't the Nois and Atayra bracha they didn't make, but Tchila, they didn't make the first bracha. He said it all from the Vilna, he told it to me, from the Vilna Gayet, the Vilna Magid, Shalai Baruch Batayra, which, it says Tchila. What does the word Tchila mean? Tchila means the first of the two brachas, the Vaharifna. They didn't learn Torah with Hana, Igle Tal, Hana's a chelik of Talmud Torah, of Avram and Ahar. So it comes out that we actually have three or four mahalchim. What wrong? Either they weren't machshid the Torah, or they learned the Torah l'shem hamitzvah v'loy l'shem ha-Torah, or they learned it without l'shma of the etzim Torah, right? Or they learned it without Hana. One of the above. Tell me, what's the reason for Birchas HaTorah? Anybody know the reason for Birchas HaTorah? It's a very big machlokes. The Beis Halevi in Parashat Mishpatim says that it's a Birchas HaMitzvahs. I Noshim, they don't have the mitzvah Talmud Torah. They do. They have the mitzvahs and Negea to them. And that's a kiyum of Talmud Torah. Briske Rav Chassanti is not Goyris this Beis Halevi, and he has a whole mile of B'Shem Reb Chaim, that it's not a Birchas HaMitzvahs. It's a Birchas HaShevach. Teira. And mainly, even someone who doesn't have a kiyum mitzvah has birchas ha-teira. The stipler in Kilis Yankiv and Brachas is a pella. And only a stipler can write this. And he has rayas from Shainim. You can't go through it right now. It's a birchas ha-nehenim. He says, take a look. Whenever you have birchas ha-mitzvahs, you don't make the bracha on the mitzvah. But it's to blow a shofar. Here we make a bracha on the Torah itself, like you make a bracha on an apple. It says like the Haley the stifler. Only a stifler, you know. Ruim advarim u'misha hamram. Now you see, when the Chacham Tzadikim learned, it was such a geschmack to them. They figure, I've had it off my business, I've got on hand. If you think about the reasons for Birchas HaTorah, these are actually the machlekes of Shlei Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchila. Did they not make the Birchas HaMitzvahs? Did they not make it because, what, they didn't think the Torah was chashiv, or because they didn't have Hana in it? The three reasons is really in the Bach, in the Or Yisrael, the Keichvet, all, and again, if we had time, I would be mefarit more, but I'd like to end with one last thing on Beis. Give me another second. Let's talk L'maisa us. Okay? I don't know, you know, it's big in Yanim, maybe. But I could tell you one thing. You know how we could apply it to us? I want to tell you a pshat I said in the word Tchil. What shall I bach about Torah Tchil? There's a maisa for Reb Chaim and the Nitziv. And it applies to us. I'll tell you how it applies to us, and I'll tell you the maisa. There's a machlekes about an esrik. Yeah, kosher, mishkosher, okay. The Netziv held the Esrog from Eretz Yisrael that he wanted was kosher. Chaim held the Ani Rais that it's not kosher. 2:30 or 3 o'clock in the morning, depends which brisky yeshiva you learned in, they tell it over with a different half hour. Everyone has a different... Adam Toya B'chatzik Shah, the Gemara Psachim, the Taf Yoyim. Okay, we'll get into that a little, maybe. Okay, now, Afopanim, here, 2:30 in the morning, or 3 in the morning, Reb Chaim is summoned to the Zayd of the Netziv. He came in his pajamas. Reb Chaim ran the way he was. He figured the Zayd had a heart, something must have happened seriously. To be cold at 2:30 in the morning, Sukkot's night, must be as he comes, he's like, nothing. The Netziv is sitting in the Sukkot, and as it's done, allowed. The Esrog is kosher. Reb Chaim said, breath, he saw that it's not a life and death. Maybe the Netziv was life and death, but it wasn't really life and death, okay? Anandra Einikul Vazak, Zaydi, this is what you woke me up for. You couldn't wait till the morning. But Avadar Chaim wanted to hear it. So he wasn't upset, but he said, give me a minute, I'll make Birchas HaTorah. The Netziv's head sank. And he goes, what? Why not Einikul? 3 o'clock in the morning, still didn't make Birchas HaTorah. Couldn't take it. It was such an agmas nefesh. It was such an agmas nefesh to him. How you tough? You know what the word tchila might be? Shlei baruch hu batoyro, tchila, first thing in the morning. You know what they say? Some people think, v'yisitim latoyro, I mean, I'll get to it through the day. I'll first order of business, like they say. Because the ikar of why a person wakes up in the morning is this ikar of first order of business. What is tchila? What is the first thing on your agenda? What is the first thing? Do you wrap your schedule around the limud haTorah? So that becomes the starting point, right? Because let's say you have a globe, Rabbi say. So how to put your finger and everything else is around, that's called the starting point, right? The word tchila obviously doesn't have to mean literally in the morning, but it means tchila, first thing. Bachim, if you don't mind me telling you this, I don't know if any bachim or parents should tell their bachim, and be mechazik them. Pinas manim, you ever see, pizma shlep tzacharab, pizma mach de bircha satayrach, that's going to be the difference, it's little things, it's nuances, doesn't, goli datayu, the rabbi nishleim, it's something that only the Eibishter could detect it. And again, I'm not knocking, and Avada, we are Shein Ebenei Torah, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem sees us, and it's Yain HaSeichet, and it'll bring us to Beis HaMikdash. If we have to do tshuva, was Chazal Zog, and Allah Zom Nes Teirasi, Machshiv Torah. And teach your children to Machshiv Torah. At a Shabbos table, talk Shein HaZachin about Bnei Torah. Not talk negative things about the Netayah. Don't do it. It's a Yetzahara. It's Nishkin of Ali Yetzahara. It's the Chapella de Gia. You know, it's a Pella. Mikan Zayin Gresa ben Netayah, but the Yetzahara knows the one or two things that rules completely in Ashayrish. And then we want to know our internet. Mevil Vissim. What's the Kasha? As Mezitzba Shabbos tape. Mehel Tatata Ret Nishen Vint and Talmid HaChacham and Mailas and Talmid HaChacham. That's I chashivus v'toyim kabbis. There's no, that's Dvar Hashem Baza. That's Rabbi Yitzchak quotes the Dvar Hashem Baza, that's what went wrong. The Rabbi Yoina says it's going on Talmid Chachamim if you mevaza them. Chashivus, teach the children chashivus v'toyim, chashivus v'toyim, chashivus v'toyim. This is going to be the tikkun. This is going to give us. I don't have another minute, right? I have one more second. Nasi, do I have one more second? Hashena Maisa? Okay. You'll appreciate this Maisa. You want to know what Chashivus HaTorah is? I'll tell you what Chashivus HaTorah is. Lived Kihem Chayeinu. They lived it. They lived, that it means if I don't understand the Torah, it's very crank. I become sick from it. It's Gaitmer on in Lebanon. You know, today, unfortunately, and again, I don't mean to put down anything. I'm simply not a Hashem person. I'm a very partial person. But it's, I know for myself. Svar, yes, svar, net svar, sigut, sinishku. It sounds good, you know. Sounds good. Oh, it sounds good. You know, oh, that's pretty good. That I don't like it. Hamoflek mitzolim fachidish teim. You know, that Rav Keller got up at the Aguda convention and he said that there was a time and a place where you had a chiddush, you walk over to your friend and say, I have a chiddush, you want to pay for it? And the guy would say, yeah, I'm ready to pay for it. And he would take out, he would pay for it. I'd say, like the top. Yeah, they talk like that. So nicer than Rav Kreisvert. Zatzal came to Rav David and he tells Rav David, he has actually, you know, Kreisvert, I'm married in the Darshan, I'm married in the Chaddish. I have a vote. $7 million. It's great, some of them. Rav David said, Vada. Tayuli Tayra Spicha. Alphys of it's even worth, even more than Tayuli. I'm ready to pay. Good. Rav Chaiser starts from the beginning of the Gemara, and if you know how he used to say, he used to start from the beginning, read the whole Gemara Baal Peh, and then go to the Rashi, read a Baal Peh. Anyone was eichet to see this? Because the Sragish with the Meir the Gideon Satay. Okay. Kids, after 20 minutes, Rav Chaiser turns around, Tzal. Tell me, he said, Tzal the Bechalnisht, I'm not paying you. But you didn't like my vote. And I feel you didn't like it. There's halachas. You makabel that. Something nay. Ich hab de shein de tzirik etzalt. Ich hab de tzirik gesagt davot. Shavu kesef yekel. So I paid you back, and then you gave me another million. And I gave you back a million. I say red when it's nashif teira. I say my zeda. It's brought now in the teira's chaim on the chaim al teira in the back where Meir Rotberg brings this maisa. But I heard it a little differently in the shtuk. In my house, I heard it with a little shinui, more or less the same, but I'll say it over the way I heard it in the house. Okay? But he brings Rav Meir Rotenberg, the Rishiva based mayor in Eretz Yisrael, this mice. The Elta Zeidim came to New York, to Boston, to all over for Aguda in 1918. He went back afterwards and he was killed in the war, whatever happened. But he was here in America. When he came back, they asked him, did you see Torahs? He says, I went to a few yeshivas here. Is there Torah in America? In Talmud Gemeint, as America, I'm a Reiker. And he's talking Torah. So he says, I'll tell you the emes. I did see learning. But ain't a dime the learning in Europe to the learning that was being done in America in 1980. A yeshiva brachin valoshin in Europe, in Kamitz, Avuvas, when he said, Leima masnis in the loike sulchas. Yeah. So his chavrusa would say, wait a minute, by sumchas and medotin, and in the end of the mesechtim, and sumchas da, and the rajba and the ritvun, and shtum tzach, lema masnisan, it's a storm. Oh, lema masnisan, like a sumchas. He came in a yeshiva in America, and he saw two bachim learning. One bachar says, lema masnisan, like a sumchas. And the other guy says to him, ah, poor guy. Maybe he'll have better luck next time. And they went to the next gemara. Yeah, that makes sense. If you learn Torah like it's a storybook, you learn Torah like it's a vase, let's be learned to study a vase. If you come in at you're standing and going, okay, it's time for lunch and learn to eat. Okay, you're right. By the way, I agree with you, it's time for lunch and learn to eat. I'm masking with you. Torah. Let's learn. And the truth is, take it from what once was. Learn from the Amalekah. Listen to the Gedolim talk to them. Listen to their stories. Chafetz Chaim writes clearly, you're supposed to love Torah as if Echad Mibonav. Says it clearly. Chaim is Hadas. Love it as you love your own child. He says, to love it that you give away all your money, he says, we can't do. That's too much of a madrega. You know, the Bachbar never held the Gemara underneath his arm. You know that? I say, how's that kid? Would you hold your kid that way? He would hold him in the front like you hold a child. Nuances, Rabbi Yisai. Nuances. The nuances in shtub of Ava Satayr go a long way in how your children will respect Torah, love Torah, respect. Don't come later and blame. It had to do the way you spoke in the house. I'm telling you, Klor. Sorry to say, between the eyes. Shiva Satoyer and the children is only one person should look for. Don't blame the yeshivas, even though they could want to work on that area. I'm not saying not. It has to do with the shtur. Zeta tatis mashit taira. Mashit. And to him, that's the ikar of his life. It's been a yidin of chablik taira. Then the children will be b'nei taira. Shini taira. Mitzayi chazayin to nabiyas hagayim. I apologize. Forgive me. It's a topic close to my heart. I try my best for you. I really do. I come every week from the Sirius Nefesh. It's not easy for me. Please take it from where it comes from. It comes from deep here. Machshav Zayin Toivim. The Bein Hashem Tzeilu Gitayir. This is what we are. This is Klal Yisrael. It's the difference between the Klal Yisrael and the rest of the Umas Ayyum. Shiva Sattayim. Shiva Sattayim. Love for Toivim. Love. Demzal Tzeich Nezedis. Einik Lach. Ur Einik Lach. Daily Tayra Vira. Demzal Tzeich Nezedis. Bia Sattayim.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.